Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha. We're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Truma. That is Perek Chafei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, V'asisa menorah zavtar, you should make a menorah out of pure gold. Miksha teosea menorah, you shall make it hammered out of one piece of gold. We find this throughout the Mishkan, that a lot of the kelim were made hammered out of the same piece of gold. It's not like it was made up in separate pieces and then connected somehow. It was made out of one piece. Yirecha, its base. Rashi tells us it has three legs, this base, Vikana, and its middle branch, Gvieha, its cups. These are for decoration. These are not the cups that we're talking about that actually hold the oil. These are just decorative cups, which we're going to be describing. Kafteireha, its knobs, Upracheha, and its flowers, Mimena Yiyu, should all be made out of the same piece of gold. It is one solid piece, this menorah. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and we're going to go to the third Rashi, which says, Te'aseha menorah, Me'eleha, it should be made on its own. Lefishai Mosh Miskasheba, Moshe had a difficult time understanding how to make the menorah. Amalei Kosh Baruch Hashem told him, Hashlechas HaKikar La'ur, take this kikar, take this solid block of gold and throw it into fire, V'hinaseis Me'ala, and it's going to be made on its own. L'kach le'nichlev ta'aseh, that's why it doesn't say, you shall make it, it says, te'aseh, it shall be made. Hashem actually made the menorah for Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'shisha Kanim, and six branches, Yoytze Mitzideha, coming out of its side, meaning coming out of the side of the center branch. Shlosha Kanei Menorah Mitzideh Echad, Shlosha Kanei Menorah Mitzideh Sheni, three branches on one side, three branches on the other side. Shlosha Gevim Mishukadim, three decorated cups, Bakone Echad on one branch, Kafter Vaferach, and each of those decorated cups came along with a knob and a flower. Shlosha Gevim Mishukadim Bakone Echad, Kafter Vaferach, and another three decorated cups along with a knob and a flower. Kentas El Shesh Sakanim, that's how you should do it for every single one of the six branches, Hayotze Min HaMenorah, that are coming out of the Menorah, again, that are coming out of the central branch. Uva Menorah, and on the central branch of the Menorah, Arba Gevim, there should be four cups, Mishukadim, as decorative cups, Kafteireh, Oprocheh, its knobs and its flowers. Again, these are all decorations for the menorah. And now this next pasuk tells us that where the branches met up with the central branch, there was a knob right there. And this is the way the pasuk tells it to us. V'chafter tachas shnei akonim imeno, and a knob underneath the two branches from it. V'chafter tachas shnei akonim imeno, and a knob underneath two branches from it. V'chafter tachas shnei akonim imeno, and a knob underneath two branches from it. L'sheishas akonim, for the six branches, hayotzim min menorah, that are coming out of menorah. Again, as the branches met the menorah, there was a knob right there. The next pasuk tells us, kafterem u'knosim menu yiyu. Again, we re-emphasize its knobs and its branches are coming from it. Kula miksha achas zavtar. Everything was made hammered out of one solid piece of gold. And now Rashi Pasuk Lamed Hey, which we're not going to read inside, gives us a very detailed description exactly where the flowers and where the cups are supposed to be placed on the branches and on the central branch, how much space is supposed to be in between each of them, and which one went first. Was there a knob and then a cup and then a flower? What exactly was the order? And the end of Rashi tells us that altogether there was 22 decorative cups, 11 knobs, and 9 flowers spread across the entirety of the menorah. Pasuk Lamed Zayin Chumash tells us, V'asisus Nerusei Shiva, and you should make its lamps 7. These lamps are actually referring to the cups in which the oil and the wicks were placed in. V'he'elas ne'eraseha, and you shall light its lamps, v'he'er al ever poneha, and they should light towards its face. What does that mean? Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Es ne'eraseha, k'min bazichin, these are like small bowls or cups, sh'naisim b'seichin shem n'apsilas, that you place the wicks and the oil inside. Now Rashi explains what the Pasuk means when it says, v'he'er al ever poneha, and they should be lit towards its face. What does that mean? Asei pi sheshes ha'neras, sh'barasha akonim hayotz mitzi, we should make the mouth of the cups on the tops of the branches, musabim klapim tzai. They should all be facing the middle branch. So that when the lamps are lit, they should all be facing, meaning the wicks and the flame is facing the middle branch. Musav ayrim al tzad pnei hakanim tzai shehu gof hamenorah. It means it should be facing the middle branch, the main part of the menorah. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches. Umalkacheha umachteiseha zahav tahar, and its tongs and scoops were made out of pure gold. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Ches. Umalkacheha. These are the tongs that were meant to take the wick from the oil, in order to arrange them and set them, make sure they're in their proper place. Since you take the wick with it, that's why it's called melkochaim. And jump to the next Rashi. These are like small little bowls or receptacles, which he would scoop out the ashes into every single morning, when the Kohen Gadol would clean out the lamps, their ashes and the wicks every morning, shadalku halayla v'kavu, they burned the entire night and then went out, so he would scoop them out into these little bowls, into these little scoops, these machtaisim, these small bazichim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamites, Kikar Zov Tar Yasa Oisa, it shall be made out of a kikar of pure gold, Eis Kol HaKelim Ho'ele, with all of these implements, all of its kelim. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamites, Kikar Zahav Tahar, Shelo Yiyah Mishkala Im Kol Kela El Kikar. The weight of this, with all of its implements, with all of the kelim, should only be one kikar. Lo Yipachas Val Yoser, not more, not less. Vakikar Shel Chol, and regular mundane kikar, when we want to measure a kikar of regular measurements, Shishim Mana, that's 60 mana. Vishal Kodesh HaYikafel, when we're dealing with something of Kodesh, that's double. Kovchaf Mana, 120 mana. Vahamana Hu, Litra Sheshoiklim Ba Kesef Lemishkal Kolonia. And the mana is this litra that we measure silver from in Cologne. Vehain kuf zehuvim, that's 100 gold pieces. Chafei slime, 25 slime. Vasela arba zehuvim, and a sel is 4 zahav. So the menorah was made out of an incredible amount of gold. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem, Ure'eva say, and see and do, or create, betavni some in their forms, asher atam ara bahar, like you are shown on the mountain. And now in Perek Chavav, we're going to actually be learning about the structure of the Mishkan. However, before we do that, we're going to be learning about the covering on top of the Mishkan. There were three, perhaps four covers that went on top of the Mishkan. And before we get into the nitty-gritty details, it's important to understand that these covers were made up of a series of panels known as Urias. A Uria is a panel. These panels were all four amos wide, and they were attached to each other. Sometimes they were sewn to each other, sometimes they were attached by hooks, and we're going to see each cover had its own set of specifications. So the pasuk tells us, Ve'es HaMishkan, and the Mishkan, this is talking about the roof of the Mishkan, Ta'asa Eser Yirias, should be made out of 10 panels, Shesh Mashzar, twisted linen, Uscheles Va'argomen V'telas Shani, and Tcheles wool, purple wool and scarlet wool, kruvin, they should have kruvin woven into them, maasei chashev tasa oisam, they should be made the work of an artist. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk aleph, vesa mishkan tasa eser yirias, liyas le legagal mechitzes mechutz lakrashim, this is going to be as the roof and as a partition, besides for the krashim, besides for the beams, which we're going to learn about later, shay yirias tluyas mechareim lechasoisam, these panels, they were hung behind them to cover them. This was like one large giant cover for the mishkan. Sheish mashzar utchitz vargam v'telas shani, so there are these four things together. Hare arba minim yachad b'chol chot v'chot. We had these four things together in every single thread. Echad shel pishtim, one part of the thread was made out of linen. V'gimel shel tzemer, and three was wool. V'chol chot v'chot kafel vav, and every single thread actually had six strands in it. Hare dalad minim k'shehem shezurim yachad. We had these four varieties when they were twisted and spun together. Esim arba k'falim l'chot was 24 different folds or 24 different strands per thread. So every single thread of these panels was actually made up of a combination of four separate materials woven together. We had twisted linen, purple wool, blue wool, and scarlet wool. And the next Rashi tells us, Kruvim Masei Chashev, Kruvim Hayim Mitzuyurim Barhem Ba'arigasan, there was Kruvim woven into the panels. V'loi Berikma Shu Masei Machat, and it wasn't embroidery, because that's needlework. Ela Ba'ariga, it was woven into the weave itself. B'shnei Kesalim, on the two surfaces. Parts of Echad Mikan, parts of Echad Mikan, there was one picture on one side, one picture on the other side, Ari Mitzad Zeh, V'nesh Mitzad Zeh, a lion on one side, and an eagle on the other side. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. We have these 10 panels. The length of one of these panels is 28 amas. V'roichav arba ba'ama, and its width was 4 amas. Hayriyo achas, that's one panel. Mido achas l'chali riyas, every single panel had the same exact dimensions, 28 amas long by 4 amas wide. Chamesh hayriyas tiana chayvres, isha l'chaysa, five panels were connected, each one to each other. They were sewn together. V'chamesh riyas chayvres, isha l'chaysa, and then the other five panels were sewn together. V'asisa lulas techeles, alsfas hayriya achas, and you should make loops of techeles wool on the edge of one of these panels, mikotza b'chabaras, and the end of one of the grouping of panels, v'chein tasa b'sfasi riyah kitzonim b'machabaras ha'shenis, and you should do the same exact thing at the end of the other grouping of panels. Chamishim lulayis tasa b'ayriyah achas, you should make 50 loops at the end of one panel, v'chamishim lulayis tasa b'kitzeh ha'yriyah asher machabaras ha'shenis, and 50 loops at the edge of the other grouping of panels, makbilas halulayis isha al-chaysa, each of these loops have to be opposite the other one, so they match up. The 50 loops at the edge of one grouping of panels, the 50 loops at the edge of the other grouping of panels have to be equal to each other, they have to be flush so that we can hook them together. And the pasuk continues, Vasisa Chamishim Karsei Zav, and you should make 50 golden hooks. V'chi Bartos Hayirias Ishal Chayse Bakrasim, and you should connect these grouping of panels with these hooks. V'haya Mishkan Echad, and then the Mishkan, meaning this first covering of the Mishkan, is going to be one. We have two groupings of five panels each. connected with these golden hooks in the middle. And now we're going to learn about the second covering of the Mishkan. And you should make panels out of goat hair. La'ayhel al ha-mishkan, to be a ayhel on top of the Mishkan. So the first covering was called Mishkan. The second covering is called ayhel. Ashtei esri riyas tas oisem. You should make 11 panels, not 10, like the Mishkan was 10 panels. Over here, we're talking about 11 panels. The length of the panel was 30 amas, not 28. Verechav arba ba'ama, but the width was 4 amas. Hayriya achas, that's one panel. Mida achas la ashtei esri riyas. There was one measurement for all 11 panels, 30 amas long and 4 amas wide. Vechibarta es chamesh hayriyas levad, and you should connect 5 panels together. Again, sew 5 of these panels together. Ve'es shesh hayriyas levad, and 6 panels together. And you should fold over the sixth panel, because remember, we have 6 panels in one grouping and not 5. El mul panei ha'oil, it should be folded over in front of the oil, and we're going to describe this later. And you should make 50 loops at the edge of one grouping of panels, and another 50 loops at the edge of the other grouping of panels. And you should make 50 copper hooks, and you should place these hooks inside the loops, and you should connect the oil. Again, the second covering is called the oil. You should connect it together, and now it is one. So as a quick review, we have two coverings. The first one, known as the Mishkan, was 10 panels. Each panel was 4 amas wide, which means that's a total of 40 amas. And the next one, which is called the oil, was 11 panels. So that's 44 amas. So the oil was 4 amas wider or longer, depending on how you look at it, than the Mishkan. So what do we do with this extra panel? So the next pasuk tells us, v'sarach ha'odef b'yiriyos ha'oil, and the extra overhang, chatzi ha'yiriyah ha'odefes, this extra half yiriyah, Tisrach al Chari HaMishkan, is going to be draped over the back of the Mishkan. Pasuk Tesed told us that half of that urea gets draped over the front of the Mishkan, and now this pasuk is telling us that the other half of that extra urea is being draped over the back of the Mishkan. The next pasuk tells us, and the extra amah that we have in the length of the panels, remember, these panels of the oil were 30 amas long, as opposed to the panels of the Mishkan, which were 28 amas long, so what do we do with this extra amah on each side? Mishkan, Mizeh u'Mizeh al-Chasoisei, they're draped over the sides of the Mishkan on this side and on that side to cover it. V'asisa michzeh l'oil, and you should make a covering on top of the oil, meaning this is a third, perhaps even a fourth covering, as we're going to see. Iris elim adamim, skins of elim dyed red, u'michzeh arish tachashim ilmala, and a covering of tachash skins on top of that. So let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalid. Michzeh l'oil, it's a covering for the oil. L'oisei gag shirias izim, this roof of goat hair, asei oid michzeh echad shel iris elim adamim, make another cover made out of ram skins dyed red, and another one on top of that, made out of tachash skins. And these coverings, they only covered the roof of the Mishkan. There were 30 long and 10 wide. That's Reb Nechemia's opinion. So according to this opinion, there were 4 coverings. The Mishkan, on top of that, the oil, on top of that, ram skins which were dyed red, and on top of that, tachash skins. However, Rashi continues, this last covering was actually one cover. It wasn't two. It was half ram skins dyed red and half tachash skins, which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only 3 coverings. The Mishkan, then the oil, then this two-tone covering. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with discussing the actual structure of the Mishkan. Everyone should have a wonderful day.